Yesterday we read out an email from one of our listeners about knits, and coincidentally there was an article by Mary McCarthy in The Independent. So we invited, as I said, we had a huge reaction to that, so we invited Mary into studio. Good afternoon, Mary McCarthy.
Hi Ray, how are you?
Good. And we have a knit buster as well, Andrew Hennessy.
How are you, Ray?
You can come into the microphone and take the headphones off, which is great. Mary, so you are a mother of many children?
I've got four kids, right.
And what ages are they?
12, 10, 8 and 5.
Right. Perfect knit fodder.
Do you know what? I've three boys and one girl, so it could be worse.
Yes.
It could be worse.
We'll get on to the boys versus girls thing in a moment. But first, you, and this is a thing that I thought, brave isn't the word, but it was sort of brave-ish to write about it, because it wasn't the kids who were the source of the lice, but it was you.
I was the super spreader.
Yeah.
This is why I could not get rid of them. And, you know, I think, Ray, there might be a kind of problem there with parents having it and not admitting it to themselves. There's also an issue with highlights. The shampoos kind of strip the colour out of highlights. So you'd be reluctant to,
if
you've shelled out a fortune on highlights, you'd be reluctant to get the shampoos. So there's a case of, there is an element of, what I don't know won't, maybe just not to check too much. And also there's a shame thing. There is.
Yes.
And I thought I got head lice three times last year, and I thought I have to write about this, because if I'm getting them three times, other parents are, And I don't really care what people think, clearly, because I wrote about this. But I do think that it is something that is really annoying, and there's a shame there that really shouldn't be there. But also another...
I wonder, where does that shame come from? Because I remember, I'm from a working class background. There was nine of us. And I thought when we were kids, it was something that working class families got. The rich kids didn't get. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Of course, that's not the case at all. But I do remember, and we'll probably come to Andrew on this, I do remember that it was maybe once a year, maybe twice a year at the most back then. This was in the 70s.
Yeah, yeah. Back then, maybe.
But it seems to be a lot more prevalent now.
Is there a reason
for that?
Well, it's talking to Mary before about it. The effectiveness of the products in the past were, much higher, because they used heavy chemicals and pesticides and really nasty products. And those products were classified as harmful to humans by the World Health Organization and deleted.
So the
new products, new formulas are in the small print, heavily dependent on the person applying them or using them to do the hard work, which is combing.
Uh-huh.
So they have an effectiveness, but it's a lot less.
So back in the day, we were nuking them.
Absolutely.
Right. Do you remember getting them as a child, Mary?
My mom, there was five of us in our family, and she said she'd comb our hair, but we didn't get them as much, and she never got them. She was horrified when I was like, look, I've got these head lice. She took a step back,
Did she? Yeah.
But she said she's never gotten them. So I don't, I don't know. I don't have the research on it. As Andrew was saying to me earlier, there is very little research in this area. It's not exactly an area that you
But
want.
Anecdotally?
Anecdotally,
Any of your friends admitted to you since you wrote the article that they too have lice?
Ray,
You have to
be careful. Qualify that. I had three messages yesterday from women, no men, and they said, I had lice, and I felt there is a shame. Do you know what? I think the shame, when you were saying earlier where that shame comes from, I think it comes from you feel like you're a bad mammy, like you're not looking after your kids. You're not
dirty.
And the creche rang me and said, we found a few eggs in your son's hair. And I was mortified. And I was like, oh. And they were like, can you come and get them? And that kind of added to the sense of shame, that he has to be quarantined away. So I went down, picked him up. It was like doing the fierce combing, did the shampoo, which I think they're a bit of a swizz, but we can go back to that. And then I brought him back and he was grand. They checked his hair and said he was fine. And then a week later, rang me again. And this time I just felt, and they're nicest people, but you do feel that shame. It's like,
yes, okay,
she couldn't be bothered to comb his hair,
So there are three stages in the life cycle of a head louse.
Yeah, well, there's several, I suppose. So the important ones are when the egg is initially laid, it's a sac of fluid, a bubble.
Right.
And that bubble has to form the shell. So the human eye cannot see this translucent sac for a few days. So then the second stage, it goes through then three molts or growing phases. And then it gets up to day 16, which is, let's say, the first phase of adult. So there's the laying of the egg, the molting, And then there's it's an adult phase then.
So the middle bit is, it looks like a bit of dandruff.
Yeah, basically, yes, it can do. They vary in colour for various reasons and so on.
Okay.
But what catches people out is they find a louse, or they check because somebody else found a louse or whatever, and they go through little Johnny Mary's hair and they take out what they can and they go, that's grand, job done, I've lashed in the lotion.
Yeah.
Off we go.
Okay.
But no, the eggs that haven't come through yet and they haven't followed the small patch, and they go back.
So your comb won't get them?
If you can't take out what you can see. So you have to let them mature through.
Right.
And that's the problem. So understanding the life cycle is the key to the success. So products, processes, or anything that says you can do it in one go, really you can't. You have to do it at least in a follow-up check, if nothing else.
Okay. So there's no substitute for putting in the time, as in combing and combing again and combing again.
You can do what you like, look on the internet all you like. You'll find so many different ways of get amazing solutions, products and gimmicks, but eventually it boils back to the comb. Everything comes back to the comb.
And that's what you do in your clinics.
Yeah, we're experts at extracting. We're not experts on head lice. We know a lot about them, but we're experts on extracting. And and we focus purely on the life cycle.
So what you do to get rid of the little pre-egg stage
is that
you dehydrate them?
No, we don't dehydrate anymore, because that particular product, whereas it has an effectiveness, it's not 100%.
Okay, so what do you do?
So we literally focus on taking them out. So in first phase, when the child or adult, for that fact, comes into us, the hair is parted off into sections and the girls will go through, detangle and so on. And then they will use the lice extractor, which is the device we have.
Which is a Hoover.
Which is basically an attachment for a Hoover, yeah. Right. It has a comb on one end and a filter on the other.
Right.
And it goes through section by section and they will take out the crawlers, we call them, okay? And the crawlers right down to the nymphs.
Lovely, which, isn't it, Mary?
Yeah. I tell you, my head, I just feel so scratchy.
I said people scratching at home.
The nymphs, which are the small babies, they're very, very, very small. They're just after hatching and they're hard to see. And generally, when somebody's combing at home, they'll be putting in a product or a lotion of some, either homemade or commercial, and they will mask that. So they may even get to that stage and go, I found nothing, but it's in the solution. So there's loads of issues with that. Then we will go through a forensic combing, section by section, and then the girls will finish with a nitpick of the eggs, the stubborn eggs that were still in the follicles.
Now, all of that, bar your super duper Hoover, you could do at home.
Everything we do, you can do at home.
So people are basically paying you to do something that they couldn't be arsed to do themselves.
If you want to put it like that,
because it's a messy business.
Or they've tried. Well, it's a stressful business.
It's a messy business as well, isn't it?
It's time consuming. Yeah. So if you have the time to put in, and there was research done in 2008 by a nurse in the Mary Casey, she's in the UCD School of Nursing, and she did research on this that showed that combing alone, 88% of parents got rid of head lice.
Okay.
So it does, the combing does work, and I feel sorry for parents who don't have the money. Like, it's expensive. The bottle is about €15, and you're told, you know, not to get one bottle for four kids, which, you know, I used to do sometimes. So if you've got, you know, two kids, you get one bottle, and you may have to get another bottle if you've got another kid then, you know.
Yes.
So if people don't have the money, you can budget bug bust and just do the combing yourself, but it does take, you know, it's combing for four nights, like serious forensic combing for four nights. And then once a week after that.
And it creates tension between, you know, parent and children. And
I mean, you could play music, you can make it kind of fun. I mean, I say that, but it's never fun.
No.
You know, my husband's brilliant at it. He gets a grim satisfaction. Like, he just
does he?
So I'm like, you know, I'm kind of like taking advantage of that. But
a couple of things. Adults, so we know now that adults can get them.
We get them every day in the clinic.
Okay, yeah. And it's... Women are more likely to get them than men. Why is that?
So testosterone is what you're pointing at. And it's not their kryptonite, but it's definitely, they don't like it. So when they come onto a male host, they tend to walk away quite quickly, you know. They don't jump.
Or a bald host.
Or a bald, yeah. Yeah, the follicly challenge. We still, but they do live in a couple of millimetres, so they can go. But like we're over the nearly 8 years now, we've done over 100,000 clients. And I'd say, I haven't checked it in a while, but probably about 100 men. And they're usually Michael Bolton style hair.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
It's not, there's a reason.
Okay. What about, because we run out of time here, but what about once you spot them and you're doing the combing, the environment, you know, the bed clothes, the pillow, all that sort of thing. What do you need to do with that?
Quite little, isn't it, Andrew?
Just put it into the normal wash.
Okay.
Yeah, unless you're mega
efficient.
People go on about that, but I think that's
no need.
They're not happy off the head.
You know, right, that's where they live.
Yeah, yeah, so now they do live for a certain period of time off it, but by the time you do go through the routine, wash the bed clothes and put them back out, they're gone. Okay.
What's the name of your website?
Theheadliceexperts.com.
Theheadliceexperts.com.
Yeah, lovely, right. Lovely, wonderful.
I suppose the message is that it happens to everybody.
Everybody. It could happen to you.
I don't have enough hair. I don't have enough hair. Mary McCarthy, thanks so much. And you can read that, Mary's article. There's more information in that article. It was in yesterday's Independent. It's on independent.ie now. And Andrew Hennessy, Head Lice Experts, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.